The final thing I wanted to tell you about are some of the changes we've made to security. You'll remember that we had an unfortunate incident last year when someone broke into the admissions office. We needed to call the police, and it's something we want to avoid this weekend. So, this year, a pass will be issued to all members of the public, and this must be stamped on arrival and shown to security before they enter the dining room, gardens, and lecture theatres. This doesn't include the library, as it's only accessible through the dining room. Although volunteers don't need a pass, you should wear your identity card and make sure it's displayed at all times. May I remind you that we still have a problem with the wooden floor in the main hall, which was damaged by the storm last year when the roof leaked. Unfortunately, this does mean that access to this room is going to be restricted and visitors won't be able to enter. Moving on to another issue, namely smoking. Some people think it's acceptable to smoke in the gardens, and whilst this used to be the case, the changes to health and safety this year mean we can no longer allow it anywhere. We need to make sure that people abide by this rule, otherwise we might face a fine and possible closure. Signs will be displayed around the college, but if I could ask all volunteers to be cautious and report any problems to the office.